Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Weatherly scores. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Wagner scores. Ambler moves to third. Caster moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ambler scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sperry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caster moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sperry catches it and throws to first to double up Heath. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney, who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Hale steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Caster covering. Safe. Hale moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for George Caster. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Smith now pitching. Frankie Hayes now catching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ambler. Campbell moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sperry hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Finney scores. Siebert moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is walked intentionally. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Ambler moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ambler moves to third. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sperry hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 6, Athletics, 6. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ambler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Weatherly moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Campbell goes all the way around to score. Trosky moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.